I've gotten pretty religious since we last talked.
Yeah.
This is my temple. Do you want to see me worship at my temple?
Sure.
It's a temple of iron, bro.
Oh, God. Yeah, get that 45 pounds. Get that bar.
It's been a while since I've been in the lifting game, so I don't want to overexert myself.
No, absolutely. And you know what? You're doing a great job of not overexerting yourself.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 634. I'm Sam Ginsberg. Here is Tyler Dryblatt and someone, and I don't know who that is, and who could that possibly be? It's someone who's friends with Tyler Dryblatt.
It's Mustard Said, our correspondent from Morocco.
Hello.
Yikes.
I don't know what their accent sounds like.
Any accent. Well, I was going to say yikes. It didn't matter. Okay. It's Becca. Becca's here.
Hi.
Hold on. Can we take that again, but Scottish? I want to hear a Scottish and then a yikes.
Yeah. Just give
Tyler, me. Tyler, shut the fuck up.
I don't know how to.
Just say hello with a Scottish accent and that's plenty.
Yeah, but. Hello.
No, I said
that's my best Sean Connery.
I could hear the spousal abuse, but not really the Scottish in that Sean Connery imitation.
He would have slapped the hell out of you for that. Yeah, so I guess you were trying to prank me hard.
It worked.
I don't know what was going on.
I had trouble booking a third, so I texted Becca and I said, you gotta be our third, and also you gotta pull the wool over Tyler's eyes. So make a burner account for Discord and go record the room and don't tell if you'll be on.
Well,
and
she did. Yeah, she did a good job of keeping me in the dark, absolutely. But yeah, the
for 15 seconds.
All day. I had no idea.
I'm saying from your first interaction, pod proper, to making her, how long was that?
Yeah, that's true. That's probably 15 seconds. It's because Becca chose the username Mustard Seed, which is it was kind of suggested to you. Yeah. But anyway, it's a joke. So we had a Shakespeare class in college, and there's a film version of A Midsummer Night's Dream. And one of the fairies' name is Mustard Seed, but she just says it in an extremely funny way.
Mustard Seed.
And it's just stuck with us.
I specifically told her, pick a burner name that he won't know what you are.
It wasn't the whole suggested name, but it was part of it. And I should have realized it ended
that. In 4/20/69, that doesn't help you.
4/20/69 is funny.
4/20/69 screams, I'm a burner account.
Does it?
I didn't even, honestly, I didn't even look at the numbers. That's fair. It was all the seeds.
Well, listener, if you want to be friends with Becca's burner account on Discord, it's Mustard Seed 4/20/69.
Woo!
Yeah.
Is there Discord? If you want to be her only other friend on there.
Yeah. No, I'll just delete the account probably.
Well, I mean, it's given us 5 minutes of amusement, so that's good enough, right?
Hey.
Yeah. Becca, I see that you're drinking one of my old beers.
Yeah, because I don't think I've had it on this yet.
I don't think so.
Is that okay? All right. So it's Victory Brewing Company's Sour Monkey Sour Triple. It's 9.5 ABV. Let's see. Citrus notes and lemony bite. Let's see how it tastes.
All right.
Man, just a couple days ago, I want to say Sunday, I had a beer from Victory because I had a layover through Philly.
Really?
Yep. It was one of the things where on the menu it just says victory rotating seasonal. Yeah. And I was like, whatever the victory is. And they were like, and she was like, great, the Pilsner. And I was like, ah, shit.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
This is really good.
Yeah. I didn't like it, but I'm not surprised you do.
It's not as sour as it could be. It's like just the right amount where it's not hurting my jaw. It's pretty hazy. There's like little to no head. It's pretty. How would you describe this color, Tyler?
I don't know. I mean,
gold.
Sure. And clear. It's very clear.
Yeah. Well, it's a little hazy.
Okay.
You can barely see my finger.
Okay.
I also have a beer that I'm going to say stole from my spouse. I know that technically that's not true, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yep.
This is what 3Sex was supposed to have last week, and she panicked because it's a sour that we didn't store cold.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
She has aggressive obsessive compulsive disorder. So now it's mine. this is Prairie's Hollow Back Girl.
Nice. Oh.
And this,
I remember what this is. It upsets me.
It's a sour ale with banana, mango, passion fruit, and pineapple. 6% ABV. All
right, that's not so bad. Last time you just said it was a banana sour, and I was like, that's disgusting.
I mean, that's the vibe. Like, the can art, I'll show you the can art. It's all banana-based. And, like, also, nice. I think this is supposed to be, what if Gwen Stefani was a sexy monkey?
Yes.
Wow, I haven't seen, monkey chicks.
She's got
like
full-on tatties here. Yeah. I think Gwen Stefani is a very attractive woman. This monkey, I gotta tell you, not doing it for me.
I haven't seen monkey boobs like that since Donkey Kong. You remember when they were just like, let's put the most realistic titties N64 can produce on a monkey for no reason in a kid's game? You remember that?
You're talking about Candy Kong.
Yeah, that was weird. It was so weird.
Yeah.
That's funny. I don't remember that.
I do.
It just smells like banana. Like, it listed all those fruits, but it does just smell like banana.
It looks like orange juice.
Yeah, it really does.
That's a good point. I should describe the look. It's very thick.
Yeah.
It could easily be like an orangey milkshake IPA.
Yeah.
It's like almost custardish.
I don't think you can say that word anymore.
I don't know why. this is much less sour than I expected, which for me is good news. But for like a reviewer of this beer that wants it to be sour would be bad news. Like for the Marys and Jeds of the world, that would be a bad thing. Kind of just tastes like Nanner with a bit of sour. But it's kind of still not doing it for me, to be honest. Well, we'll see. We'll give it time.
I have Murphy's Stout Draft Style. It's 4% ABV, which is just too bad. Mm. And although it doesn't say nitro on here, it really looks like it's nitrogenated.
Yeah, it does.
It just really does.
Looks smooth as hell.
Yeah, so I have a feeling this might
be a very sharp line between head and beer is what I think of it for nitro. And like maybe it's just an issue with your camera, but it looks like a really sharp line between black and white.
It is. I don't know. We'll see.
Seems nitro to you, boy.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. Ah, it is nitrogenated.
You don't like that?
No, I don't.
I like nitro cold brew. I guess I don't. I've never had nitro beer.
You should have a nitro beer. I would love to. You and my also spouse with their love of nitro. Man, I don't get it, man. I get such a backwash vibe from nitro beers.
Yeah.
It's like someone drank a carbonated beer and then like
it back out. Yeah, exactly.
And it's my problem.
100%. Hate it.
Nitro cold brew is better.
It just tastes like somebody drank it already.
It's very soft. Smooth on the tongue.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad
that's what it's supposed to be, and I just hate that.
Yeah, I'm glad the nitro fad has kind of gone away. I mean, it does have some nice, like, roastiness, very roasty in there. So I enjoy that. But, you know, a 4% stout, I'm already probably not going to like. And I'm not a huge fan of nitrogenation. So I don't think this is going to be very high on my list, to be honest with you. Ugh, yeah. Ugh.
That foam is hot, though. It looks...
It looks good. So I mean, smooth. Yeah, nitrogenated beers look good.
I feel like that's so much of why people like Guinness, is that it's a very pretty looking beer.
Yeah, but that's true.
That is not the main factor in terms of enjoyment for me when it comes to beer.
Well, Guinness is nominally a European beer, so let's go to Europe for our first article from DW.com. Oktoberfest 2025 starts with record beer prices. This is apparently the 190th Oktoberfest being held on Munich's Theresienwiese. So it goes from September 20th, which was a few days ago, to October 5th. Setup has been underway since the end of June, which is pretty impressive. Wow. So 2 months, or no, well, a month and a half.
They do have a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff. But the big news is that a mass, or a 1 liter stein of beer, costs €15, or $17.65, which is less than this year when most of them are over €15. The most expensive is Müncher Stuben, which costs €15.80.
And those are probably like 4.3 or something.
Yeah. Beer. So it's going to take, like, a lot of money for you to get sloshed at Oktoberfest this year.
Dipsworth, as a history dude, yeah. I hadn't realized how long Oktoberfest had been a thing. Did it persist through World War I through II?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Pause it?
What a great question. I truly don't know the answer.
It feels like a time that if I were one of the Allies, I'd be like, ooh, I'll put a bomb there.
I think that's what's called a war crime, Samuel.
To quote my Vice President, J.D. Vance, I don't care what the fuck you call it.
Oh, no. That's a good one to have in the back pocket. That's pretty good. Oh, brother. Yeah. I sure am tired of hearing about Horse Vessel in the news all the time, but that's all I'm going to say about that. I've never been to Oktoberfest. I did go to Munich for like 3 days or something like that when I went to Germany, but it was not around Oktoberfest time. I would be interested to see if like every year the cost has risen, or if like sometimes it's like, no, actually it's a little bit cheaper. Or if this
it
is
probably
like a
has, because like inflation and all that shit is just a persistent factor.
But like, did they write this article last year? Like, you know,
probably
they probably just copy paste it and change the numbers every year.
Yeah,
It's weird. Like, I'm really interested in the idea of Oktoberfest, but I think I would hate to be at Oktoberfest because, like, I don't think I would like I. This style of beer is not my preferred style of beer, and obviously the price, and honestly, I hope this isn't, like, too ethnocentric of a thing to say. I don't like to be places where I can't speak English to people, because I only speak English. Like, it's not that I think they're worse than me for not speaking English, it's that I'm afraid anytime the people around me don't all speak English.
Buddy, they do all speak English.
Oh, great.
Yeah. You can, I mean, they're obviously their primary language is German, but unlike us, they have a school system that actually teaches you other languages.
I guess I spoke a lot of English in Amsterdam and in Belgium, so it's probably the same deal.
They're fine. They're totally fine. I think it would probably be cool to be in Germany for Oktoberfest, but probably not like in Munich, you know? Like, go to like a smaller event somewhere.
Do you think that, like, every little village has their own little thing?
I mean, I would say the majority almost certainly do. Like, you know, like how every town has, like, a 4th of July, like, fireworks display, you know?
I've been to a beer fest here in Verona, Wisconsin, and I've been to a beer fest, like, deep in the downtown of the Twin Cities of Minnesota, and I would way rather be at the former. Just because it's so much more chill.
Yeah.
And that probably translates to Germany. I'll go imagine. to Hamburg is a smallish.
I don't know.
Smaller than Munich, I can say confidently.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You were going to say something.
Yeah, my German Catholic church had Oktoberfest every single year, but it involved no alcohol. It was just people winning a bunch of prizes. And one year, I won a gigantic stuffed SpongeBob. Huh. And I kept it until I left my parents' house.
Huh.
And did you wear any Lederhosen?
No, but there were people dressed up.
And did you see that picture of Drake dressed up for Oktoberfest? It's the funniest shit in the whole goddamn world.
No, I have not, but I'm going to look it up right now.
I hate that guy.
I don't know if you're familiar with the Drake the Type subreddit.
Yeah.
Which is just like people shitting on Drake. Like, I've hated Drake since before all of his grooming allegations. And like the grooming allegations came in and I was like, yes, I hated this guy.
Paying off big time for daddy.
Well, because like when all the sexual assault allegations came in about Neil Gaiman, that hurt me badly. Because that was a man that I respected, and it deeply saddened me. But when it comes in about a guy you already hate, it's just like, yeah, everybody come join my team. Like, right. I always fucking hated that guy. My thing with Drake is, I've been saying this since I was 15 years old. I'm more hood than Drake. Because the neighborhood I grew up in, I got mugged. The neighborhood he grew up in, he was a child actor. I'm more hood than Drake. And then, like, you look at that picture and, like, yeah, man, I'm more hood than Drake.
Yeah.
He's a fucking rapper? Dog, I should be a rapper. Like, he's bad at rapping also. It just makes me so mad. The fact that he's famous, like, I don't know what fucking demon he sold his soul to, but there's no other explanation for it.
Yeah. I don't know why he keeps showing his face after the Super Bowl. Like, I thought Kendrick Lamar was just like, we're done. Like, that enough. I would never show my face again.
I had no opinions at all about Kendrick Lamar until that beef happened, and now I fucking love Kendrick Lamar.
Me too.
I feel like
I listened to all the beef tracks and I loved them, and then I listened to his catalog and I also loved them. It's like, what a good advertisement for Kendrick Lamar Drake was.
Seriously,
that's true.
Yeah,
I think though, like if I was Drake, I probably wouldn't put out more music because I've definitely been defeated. But like, I'm also a millionaire, so I don't think
just go fucking live on Epstein Island with the rest of the perverts, dude. Yeah, there's plenty of space.
That's what I'm saying. That's I, Tyler Dryblett, would love to go live on Epstein Island.
Can I get that one more time really clean for the soundboard?
You can pull it.
We'll see.
When I was in Munich, we went to the Munich Munich Bauhaus or something like that. And they have like this goofy ass, you know, presentation that they do. And I got pulled on stage. I had to wear Lederhosen and try to do a dance.
Oh yeah.
It was extremely embarrassing.
That's so funny. You probably looked good.
I looked better than the other two guys who got pulled up there because they were actually trying.
You had a picture, don't you?
I had a picture somewhere. I saw it. I've lost it, I think.
And you'll send it to me so I can post it with this episode, of course.
You can post it. I don't care.
We'll find it.
Mustard Seed, help me out here. Whoever you are.
I think there might be. There was at one point a recording on Facebook, but who knows if that still exists.
Bro, we're not going on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Let's see. So, what's going on over in Ginsburg land, Ginsburg?
Oh boy. So, I mentioned that recently I was in the Philadelphia airport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One might logically ask the question, but why were you flying, Samuel?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Oh. Should we do another article?
Or? Yeah, I think so. Becca asked, so.
I'm interested.
Oh, shit, Becca! Oh. Oh, you know what? It's all coming together. Mm-hmm. Everything is illuminated. Yeah, I was in Maine.
Oh.
You see your family?
Because my grandma died.
Oh, no. That sucks. I'm sorry, buddy.
What? It's She was 91.
Okay.
So good, like, this is a pretty good run. I told you guys on a D8. Hold on, let me. I had a bit I was gonna do that I thought was too dark, so I didn't do it. But I'm gonna do it now.
Okay.
Where we, like, right before we're gonna record a Mystery D8 episode, my dad called me to tell me that Nanny had died, and I knew she was like way down that road. I knew it was a matter of time. But he called me like right before we started, and was like, "Oh, this is really bad energy." And I was like, what can I do to flip this energy into being funny? And I thought of a joke, and I thought it was too dark, and I didn't make it, and I regretted it, so I'm going to do it now. Who has two thumbs and no living grandparents? This guy.
I like it better than Toucan Sam.
Well, I'm never going to stop doing Toucan Sam, I'm sorry to tell you.
All right.
Sam. Isn't it weird?
What?
No grandparents.
Oh, I thought it was something about Toucan Sam.
You thought you were talking about Toucan Sam. Yeah, you can't do Toucan Sam. That's not your goddamn name.
Yeah, I was very confused.
So I went out there for they didn't do a proper funeral. They did a celebration of life, which I got to tell you, huge props. Like my whole thing is I have big Frank energy for when I die. Sometimes people tell me, like, funerals aren't for the dead, they're for the living. And my thought is kind of, nah, f*** the living, I'm dead.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of just, we did a happy hour because Nanny loved wine.
Oh. So
there was like a little round of speeches, and like the end of the speeches, like, I wasn't planning on drinking at this event. And then there's a little round of speeches. Everyone have a drink for Nanny. And it's like, all right, I'll have a drink for Nanny. But my big takeaway towards the end, as I was saying goodbye to these people, was I've said goodbye to these people a lot of times at various events. This is probably the last time I'm going to say goodbye to these people. And I don't know if they're thinking about that, but like, both grandparents are dead. We're not that close. Like, I'm not that close with my cousins and aunts and uncles on that side of the family. It was my grandparents keeping that all together, and they're both gone now. I'm never going to see them again. Well, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could.
If I wanted to, I could.
Right. Yeah. Right. If you wanted to. So, I hear what you're saying, but like, you don't really care that much. So why do you care?
No, it's not even that it's not that I'm like so sad that I'm not going to see them again. It's just like, it's weird to me. These are people that have been in my life for a long time, but these are also people that couldn't quite make it out to my wedding. So like, I don't know, man, a couple of my cousins are not married yet.
Yeah.
Am I going to make it to their wedding? I might be too busy.
Yeah.
No one made it back to mine. You know?
I hear you. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just because, like, I have a whole side of my family that I'm already not very close with. You know? So.
It's just weird that these are. I'm, like, on the older side, cousins-wise. So, like, some of these are, like, kids that I held in my lap.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Sam, and I'm not sure how much more.
They're grown ass men now.
Yeah, they don't I'm not need sure how much me. More I can diminish your feelings, though, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I guess we're done then.
No, I'm just joking. I hear what you're saying. I don't have that much to add, though, but I hear what you're saying.
I spent the plane ride home kind of reckoning with that. Like, it's not like I have no ill will towards them. But I don't really have any reason to reach out to make sure I see them again. And I don't think they have any reason to make out to make sure I see them again. So we probably just won't see each other. And that's just like the end of a chapter of my life. And I've been reckoning with that 2 days ago.
Right. 2 days ago. Yeah.
Well, that was hilarious. What other hilarious articles do we have to talk about?
I was going to say, my family won't stop talking to me, and I wish that they would.
Interesting side of the coin. Let's stay in Europe. BBC.com, pub fights ban on punters using beer garden. Now, a punter is really just like a customer.
Oh.
So, but,
I was like...
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So, they have a decking area that they built onto their pub, which has great views. And yeah. They've been using it as, like, an outdoor drinking space. But they recently received, like, basically a cease and desist saying that they're using their deck in a way that is inconsistent with what they said they were going to use it for when they got the permit to build it. Which seems weird. Because, like, what did they think they were going to do with the deck? Like, a deck is a thing for people to be out on.
Yeah.
Were they like, yeah, we're going to have our new kitchen out on this deck.
Maybe, or like storage? I don't know.
It just seems weird.
Residential? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really pretty.
To be clear, I'm not going after the bar here or the pub or whatever. I think the city is being stupid. Like, you granted a permit to build a deck and then you thought nobody was going to be on that deck. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Big time, I am not a lawyer situation here, but A, what did I think was going to happen? And B, someone tattled.
Yeah.
So, like, what happened here? And, like, who has standing? It'd be one thing if, like, I don't know, we see this really gorgeous view from the balcony. Do they have downstairs neighbors? And it's just, like a family of Mormons or something? There's no Mormons there. That's a bad example. But, like, who is mad about this?
Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, like, what are the risks for this?
I have to, I have to imagine it was, like, somebody on, like the planning committee or whatever went out for beer, and they were like, wait a minute, that's not what they said this was going to be in those documents I just looked at. And they're a huge square also. Truly, I don't know. I don't know any of it. It seems stupid.
Well, it seems like we have nothing else on this. Do you want to hear about a thing that my mom said that I thought was racist, but it wasn't?
Sure.
I'm going to send you guys on the same emotional roller coaster I went on.
All right.
Okay.
My mom was driving. She's so bad at driving. She's so bad at it.
Oh, no.
That wasn't the problem. That was a side effect of the whole situation where it's like, oh, God, or should I?
Yeah.
But doesn't matter. And there was, you know, when you're stuck in traffic behind someone really putzing and you're like, look at this fucking putzer. And around these parts, 3Sex and I play a game called Old or Texting.
Yeah.
Where we guess if the person driving shitty is old or they're texting, and then we pass them on the left and whomever is in the passenger seat, which is usually Emily, but not necessarily, takes a peek, try and figure out older texting. And I explained this to my family. And so I'm just going to say what my mom said, and you can go on the same roller coaster I went on. I explained older texting, and she's like, well, there's also the other thing where sometimes, you know, maybe a person of color or someone from another country, maybe they're afraid that they're going to get pulled over and deported, so they're driving really slow so that no one will pull them over and deport them, because you know how ICE is going crazy these days. And I was like, oh man, at the end of the day, that is still a little racist.
Yeah.
But it's racist with a good heart.
It is.
You're right. You know?
Like, I was ready to be like, Mom, I gotta sit you down and explain some shit to you.
Yeah.
At the end of it, I was like, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. That's kinda cringy.
I feel like it's a very liberal thing to say.
Yeah.
It's a very, like, white, has nothing to lose liberal type of thing to say.
Yes.
Which is my folks to a T.
Well, speaking of cringy white people, I have to I have to cover weddings that we have at the park now because of reasons, and I hate it. But there was a wedding the other day that I covered, and the groom was DJing and emceeing his own wedding. And I would like your opinions on that, because I have opinions.
My first thought was, is the bride single yet, or what?
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was really weird.
Is it in a real man?
He wasn't, like, behind the DJ table the whole time. Like, he had, like...
Oh, I'm picturing him, like, headphone on one ear, the other hand pushed against
the headphone.
Like, really bopping to his own tunes.
Well, I mean, no.
I love this playlist.
He didn't do that, but he, like, brought all of his own equipment and, like, yeah, had, like, a bunch of stuff, like, queued up and stuff like that. And, yeah, it was, like, dancing to his own music. And then, like, he was the one making all the announcements, you know? So he'd, like, hey, everybody, how's it going? Are we enjoying the food? And it's, like, dude, you're the groom. What are you doing? I felt it was extremely odd.
As a guy with a bit of a podcast obsession, I feel like there's a little bit of a there, but for the grace of God, go I. Like, oh man, if I were just like 15 to 20% cringier, I would have made a Bruise Day episode out of my wedding.
Oh my God. Which would have been
the fucking worst.
Yeah.
In terms of audio quality, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously, just audio quality.
Yep.
Yeah, it was really odd. And then there was like food left over, and I assumed it was going to go with the family, but they didn't want it. So we have like two giant tubs of mac and cheese and one thing just full of green beans.
I like to imagine they're on spinning tables. And you have to like kind of grab at them. Although, is the microwave not the original DJ table? Because it spins. You know?
The Victrola predates the microwave, so you could scratch a Victrola.
Oh, that's true.
I'm going to have to crack open a textbook on that one. I'm not so sure.
Are you fucking with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I'm supposed to get a Victrola when my parents die.
Yeah, right.
I know, but I told them that I wanted it.
What you're going to get is haunted.
Is Victrola, is that a... Is that a model? Is that a brand? Like, is that a brand name thing? Okay.
Yes. I think so. Yeah, in the same way, like a Band-Aid or a Xerox or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Popsicle.
Because we have a turntable in my house that we have not turned on in the last 3 years or something. Everything all the like shitty hipsters say about like the warmth of vinyl, it's all true. Like, I totally agree with all of it. It's just also a pain in the ass, so I don't turn it on that much.
I don't even know if Victrola is still in operation. They might have gone out of business, but...
They probably bought by Kodiak 45 years ago.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. Yes. I thought I had something else I was going to say. I guess not. Guess I don't.
Huh.
Was it listing the various Mountain Goats vinyls you own?
I own no vinyl. Becca, you have some.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4 vinyls.
I don't think I've ever paid for music in my entire life.
If it's Panic at the Disco, I'm going to pay for it.
Like, I've never bought a CD. I've never bought, like, an album. I never bought music on iTunes. I just got stuff illegally.
You've been to live music, though. So, in a manner of speaking,
Okay, you got me.
That's true.
I'm kind of bending the rules a little bit there, but...
Yeah. But, no, that's fair, I guess.
Sure, we're spending a bunch of money to go to a music festival.
Yes.
In Vegas next month.
That is correct.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You're the second person who said that to me.
Well, because you guys are going to the worst city on the whole planet.
No, see, we actually enjoy Vegas.
You don't like Vegas?
I thought I was going to be like Sam, and I ended up enjoying it.
Sam, I love Vegas.
So Vegas is, there's a lot of stuff I like about America and a lot of stuff I hate about America. And Vegas to me is, what if you scraped all of the bad stuff about America into a pile and then shined a magnifying glass on it? That's how I feel about Vegas. I fucking hate it.
You don't have to experience it sober. That's how you do it. I was high and drunk the whole time. And it was great.
I'll say, if the only way to enjoy a place is drunk and high, maybe it's not so great.
It was pretty dope.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with Sam in large parts. Like, the whole place is like a big advertisement for itself.
Yeah.
And also, like, it's like a city in the middle of a desert using a bunch of resources, and it just shouldn't exist.
It is a cesspool.
But I also thought there were parts that were super fun. So, yeah. I don't know.
Just everything that is good about Vegas is better in Savannah, Georgia. Go to Savannah, Georgia instead.
People were, like, protesting Georgia for something.
Made in Georgia. I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, any place that has an open container law is rad.
That's why I named Trek Savannah, exactly.
I know. But, no, I think it's fun. I mean, so I didn't really like the strip that much, but, like, Fremont Street, like, Old Vegas, I don't know. I thought it was fun. Like, you could just go and, like, sit on a table and get free drinks. I told you, I got, like, 9 free drinks in a night. It was crazy.
Yeah. We did talk about that before. When is this? Because I want to see if you can top your high score.
That's true. October 16th through the 21st.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a month-ish.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see. I don't... sorry, unnamed guest. I don't know how familiar you are with this... The challenge we gave him last time, I don't know if you want to try to beat his high score. I would love it if you guys went PvP, but also I'd love it if you guys, like, did some synergy, did, like, a two-person con man move.
Yeah.
Whoever you are, if you're going also.
Yeah, I'm going to sneak in the suitcases. Multiple. Suitcases.
Yeah.
So what was the challenge?
Oh, just to see how many free drinks I could get without, like, playing any games. Just, like, hang out, like, near a table.
Oh, okay.
If you're at a table or probably even the roulette wheel or whatever, people don't, like, the waitstaff doesn't know who's the high roller and who's just, like, dicking around.
Yeah. Okay.
But please tip these people. Like, it doesn't count against your score for, like, free drinks. If you tip them, it doesn't count against your score. Please tip these people. They're working hard in the worst city in the entire world.
True.
Please help them out.
The first few drinks I got from this one blonde server, I didn't tip her. And then I realized, like, oh, shit, like, I actually should be doing this. So then I started slipping her some stuff. But she remembered me. She came back a lot.
Because you were giving her money?
I know.
Yeah.
She was very nice.
I thought she really liked me.
I thought she wanted to date me. She's so nice.
Did you guys, like, slip her room key or whatever? Because in terms of podcast content, that would be primo.
That'd be really funny.
That's the classy way to do it.
Do you want to go up to somebody and be like, my partner and I saw you from across the
bar? I don't want to do that. That's so gross.
We like your vibe.
That's so gross. But I do feel bad. Like, Zach said people have tried to bang him and Holly all over the place. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? They see me eating out of the trash? Is that why?
There was a time when Emily and I were on a cruise and we got approached by another couple that, like, they were also from Wisconsin and clocked Emily as being a Wisconsinite from her order because no one drinks brandy other than Wisconsin people. And they talked to us for, like, an hour. And then, like, 3 days later, it was like, oh, man, were they trying to fuck us? I'll never know.
You'll never know.
I tried to get picked up when I was 13 at a Nickelback concert.
You tried to?
I was trying. Somebody tried to pick me up.
There you go. That's the.
I'm a little drunk. I'm almost done with this.
I gotta tell you, those are really different stories.
Yeah, they are.
No, very different. They are. Yeah. No, those people definitely thought I was 18, though. I was an old-looking 13.
I think I might have to help out. We'll see what Emily thought of the couple on the cruise who knew we were from Wisconsin.
Yo, tagging in.
Hello.
You ordered brandy on a cruise? You ordered brandy on a cruise and people were like, we know where you're from.
Yeah, I mean, it was, we had each ordered a brandy drink and this couple across the bar just, like, honed in on us and pointed across the room, like, Wisconsin. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
They were very nice. We interacted with them several nights because we kept going to the old people bar.
Yeah, that's what Sam was saying. And the question is, do you think they were trying to bang you?
No, I do not.
No?
I think they, like, I think we were around the same age as their kids. We were, like, maybe 3 or 4 years older than their kids. So I think they were, like, yes, we will hang out with these young people some.
Did they order brandy?
I honestly didn't pay attention. We didn't, like, hang out with them. We, like, said hi to them.
You just said
and
you
we were not watching them across the bar.
She said interacted.
I guess that's true. I guess
we like chatted with them, but we were not watching them across the bar in the way that they were watching us, apparently.
So do you think they were trying to bang you?
No, I think they had been married for like 30 some years and ran out of things to talk about and were people watching.
It could be like they, she said they were like around the same age as their kids, probably. So maybe they just wanted to be like, it's like spending time with my kids.
I'm just.
We were also younger than like most of the people on that ship, so they might have just been like, "What are these young people doing here?"
Was it? Yeah. What is it like? What is it? What's that old person cruise line that we kept seeing?
Oh, Silver Seas.
Silver Seas. Yeah.
It wasn't. It just turns out that if you go on a 10-day cruise, like shortly after back to school, there aren't, you know, young people and families. There's old people who are like, I have nothing to do for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Did you also have to go to Maine recently?
I did not.
You did not go to Maine.
I offered to go to Maine and Sam said no.
I guess you would have had to do some sort of babysitting, had somebody look after kids or something.
Yeah, I mean, my parents came up to help watch the kids anyway, and we could have just left the kids with my parents, but I offered to bring all of them, and Sam's dad said something along the lines of, I don't want to use up my goodie points on this. And yes, he used the phrase goodie points.
That's funny.
Now I have to give this podcast back to It's Right Flow.
Have fun.
Yeah, isn't my dad so cool? Is that, I only caught the tail end of that. She was talking about how cool my dad is.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Something else that's super cool is our last article, right, you guys? From Yahoo. This state produces more beer than any other in the U.S.
I don't want to see it.
Take a guess. Take a guess. Guess what it is.
Are we talking per capita or gross?
No, I think it's gross.
In California.
Texas.
You're both wrong.
Damn it.
It is Colorado.
Ah, fuck. How did we not get that? Anheuser-Busch.
So, well, yes, Becca, kind of. There are a bunch of companies that have, breweries in Colorado.
I feel like such an ass.
Like, Coors, they moved out of Colorado, but they still have a big brewery there.
Oh, fuck. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, AB has a brewery in Fort Collins. Who else? Yeah.
New Belgium. Did you say that already?
No, I didn't. Okay. It says the state's largest craft brewery is Monster, the energy drink brand, because they bought Oscar Blues. But like,
oh, that's so sad. Yeah. Oh man, what a great brand being bought by like such a toilet brand.
Yeah.
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 For real.
It's pretty upsetting. But so they just have so many breweries there that they're making just a shitload of beers.
They have a stake in every beer market, small, medium, and large.
Yes, Becca, you did read the last sentence of the article.
Yeah.
Read the original article on Tasting Table.
Oh, sorry, Tasting Table. I guess I didn't give you due credit. That's my bad.
I hope they sue you.
That's the real last sentence of the article, dweeb.
Gotcha.
Me or him?
You're whatever.
Yeah. I am also kind of surprised though that it's not California, just because California is so large. But I guess having two macros have their like flagship brewing operations there is.
It's not even just that California is large; is that they have so many huge micros, but I guess that's just how big a macro is.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Put a bunch of micros together, get a macro.
You'd think it would work that way.
A number of times, yes.
That's how math works.
Well, you'd think it would happen that way, but the Brewers Association just keeps on revising those barrel counts. Just keeps on revising them.
You know, this is off topic, but I still can't believe that two different people came up with a theory, well, came up with calculus independent of each other. How? That's insane to me.
What? So, did I miss something?
No, she just, her mind
and Leibniz for no fucking reason right now.
Yep.
I said, that's how math works. And then I started thinking about math and then calculus.
I mean, it happens. Like, they found the Pythagorean theorem written down on something, like, yes, way older than Pythagoras, so.
Oh my god.
Sam's impressed.
This is not news to you.
Do you respect me and what I do with my life yet?
No.
No.
I did great.
I've used software from your company, so no.
Have you really?
I mean, kind of.
What?
Oh, my chart.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
My chart?
Yeah.
Is, oh, really?
Yeah.
I use that too.
Yeah. So I was just kidding around. I haven't really, like, I'm not like a, I don't go in there and fiddle.
You know, if you have real feedback, I can write up a QA note, and they will have to look at it and then close it as, we're not fixing this.
Oh, that's shit.
Hilarious.
But I can write it up.
Nice.
No, I haven't had that many issues with
it, to be honest with you. I'm going to scrutinize it.
The thing is, it sucks. But it's a weird space from a software perspective, because I think the software we have isn't very good. But I think our competitor software is worse.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right. It's like, I don't have pride in it, but I do think it's the best there is, because for whatever reason, this space doesn't have anyone who's any good at anything. So
yeah.
It's kind of like how Microsoft Word sucks, but it's also the best one you're gonna get.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's the classic quote? Like, democracy is the worst form of government except for all the others.
I feel like the thing about the camel is more appropriate. A camel is a horse designed by committee.
Oh, by committee. Yeah, right.
Like, it's kind of both of those at the same time.
Yeah. True. Truly. Well, what a philosophical note to go out on, right?
Yeah, man, we're so fucking smart, dog.
Hell yeah. Big brain hours over here. Becca, you want to go ahead and review that beer?
Sure.
Either of you guys talked about your shit?
Yeah, dude, I went to a wedding and I got a bunch of macaroni and cheese and saw an awkward guy.
We talked about Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry we don't all have dead grandmas we can talk about.
Jesus Christ. Well...
Oh, while we're talking about dead folk, I want to ask Becca, do you remember what Tyler said to me after my grandfather, the husband of the woman who just went to the ground? I went to go visit for that while we were in college. Yeah. Do you remember what he said to me?
I do not.
Tyler?
I don't, but I feel like it's not going to reflect well on me.
Oh, no. You're such a dick.
This was like maybe a couple months after my childhood dog died.
Oh, no.
And you were like, your dog and your grandpa, what's the matter with you?
That's not so bad. And if you can tell,
that's really stuck with me.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
Not so bad. He remembers it.
I thought I was going to be like, stop being a bitch or something, which would have been worse.
That's true.
But when you think about where the bar is for a best friend, like, what does that say about me? That's something my best friend would say to me.
Yeah. Yeah, you have bad taste, huh?
Yeah. I guess it's really an indictment of me and what I think of other people.
Yep. Oh, brother.
That checks out, though. Yeah. That makes sense to me that you would say that.
Well, while I was out east, I had a Reuben omelet. That shit slapped. So it all was worth it.
That's good.
Reuben omelet. That sounds pretty interesting.
Good. Yeah, it was really good. Dip, you wouldn't eat it, but...
No, I wouldn't.
But you do it. But, like, it could be turkey instead of corned beef, and it would be, like, almost as good.
Sure.
I can make you split it with me. So, you eat it.
So, you're going to review that beer?
Sure. I didn't know where we were going with this. So, I had Victory Brewing Company.
So, we're
going
to go around the horn criticizing Tyler. Is that how it's happening?
It is, kind of. In a way, it is.
In a way, life is.
Yeah.
Sour Monkey Sour Triple. It was 9.5 ABV. It was very good. It was really easy to drink. It wasn't too sour. It was like perfect. And I'm a fan of the 9.5. So I'm going to give it, I'll give it a 9.5.
Oh shit. Okay.
Why not? It's sure. Really good. I finished it. It wasn't super tart. Like, my taste buds didn't object. I was very happy with it.
Well, good.
And even as it got warmer, it was like easy to drink. It tasted good still.
Good.
Yeah.
For some milestone episode, I should figure out how like math works on Google Sheets to figure out like everyone's mean rating.
Oh yeah.
I have a feeling Becca's is like way high.
Yeah.
Super high.
Because Tyler, last week or the week before, I forget, you were like, you gave something a 9.3 or whatever, and we checked, and it was your highest rating ever.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought so. Well, I don't come on too often, and when I do, I want to drink something that I know I'm going to like. So.
Yeah.
It's tailored.
Slamuel.
Keeping on theme, of course, I had a banana themed a monkey themed thing.
Yeah.
This beer is okay. It's one of the better sours I've had, but I don't really like sours that much. So I'm gonna give it a 3.5 and recommend it to Jed and Mary.
Yeah. Excuse me, I had Murphy's Imported Stout Draft Style, 4% ABV.
And was that called like ooh-ooh-ah-ah stout or like gorilla stout or...
I think...
Simeon stout, that's got alliteration.
I think the reason that it fits the theme is you'd have to be a monkey to drink this. It's a nitro and it's not good. It tastes like somebody drank it already, you know, or it doesn't taste like that, but it feels like somebody drank it already. It's just very thin. Yes, Becca?
I feel like that would be a really good chugging beer.
Probably.
Slide right down the gullet.
Probably. But I'm for not trying to...
For a beer mile.
What?
Put four of those in you for a beer mile.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Fill a Frisbee up with a bunch of those.
Yeah.
You can fit four beers in a Frisbee. It feels like there should be an overlap between these two events.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did not enjoy it. I don't really like the nitrogenation process anyway. I mean, it did have nice roasty characteristics, but just, you know, I wasn't into it. I will give this, I think, also probably a 3.5. And I don't know. I recommend it to Becca. Becca seems to like nitrogenated beers.
Okay.
What?
Sure.
I don't really know. I mean, if you like nitro beers, I mean, this is one of those, but it's just not for me.
Yeah, it just tasted like a beer flavored coffee to me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not. I'm not in it. I'm not down with it. Samuel, what are you drinking next week?
I don't know.
Cool. Well, it was nice to have so many guests appear on this podcast.
I know, and it's Claire.
I thought Claire did a great job. I don't know where she went. I think her internet must have cut out or something.
Yeah. Her video wasn't working, so it wasn't looking good for her.
But thanks to everybody who participated in this week's episode. If you want to let us know your favorite monkey adjacent beverage, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewtuesday.com. You can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. And Sam will continue shaking his head at me, but he's a bastard and I won't let him keep me down. So I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. You feel better.
I was going to say my favorite banana drink is a Dirty Monkey. No, it's a Dirty Banana, not a Dirty Monkey. That's my bad.
Well, dirty, what's a dirty banana?
It's like a daiquiri, but like a thick daiquiri.
A thick Zachary?
Yeah.
I'll have to ask Holly if she likes this.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. A real thick Zachary.